today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. As usual, at first we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 11th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by recitation and listening of chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 35.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and seek the means of nearness to Him, and strive in His cause that you may succeed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, has said that the best means by which seekers of nearness to Allah seek nearness is the faith in Allah and His Messenger, striving in His way to believe in the expression of divine purification, the establishment of performance of Hajj or pilgrimage of the house, that is Kaaba, and Umrah, lesser pilgrimage, regard for kinsfolk, almsgiving secretly and openly, and extending benefits to people. Therefore, in order to reach felicity, we must both stop committing sins and perform kinds of worship. However, Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, are the very firm cord and means of nearness to Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim.
What is the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him? Tawassul, or resorting to someone other than Allah, is to use the prophets, imams, and righteous people as the mediators in the presence of Allah in order to reach the position of proximity of Allah and achieve wishes. Tawassul, or resorting, is in a correct and legitimate way, does not mean polytheism and is completely within the framework of monotheism. This teaching is one of the certain teachings of Islam and is not just a Shia belief, but because the Shia believe that prophets, imams, and divine saints do not disappear with death and they still hear our voice and have permission and power to possess people, resort to them even after their death. Therefore, tawassul, or resorting, is more prominent among Shias than other Islamic schools, but exists in all Islamic groups.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Today, we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. What does it mean? Actually, we in our Islamic culture, we have a concept of resorting, or let's say doing or making tawassul to the infallible imams and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The chain of infallibles starts from the Holy Prophet and then the successors of the Holy Prophet of Islam. So there is a controversial issue of tawassul to see and to check if this concept is true or false, and this is what we are going to talk about today. Some people claim that asking for help to other than God is polytheism. Such people should never go to doctor when they become sick, because this is polytheism, shirk. Their going to doctor is a type of seeking a help from a specialist, even though they do not say by their tongue that they are getting help from the doctor. Acting shirk is enough. Also, they should not ask any question from anyone or request anything from anyone, because all these are shirk. Furthermore, they shouldn't eat any food, because they should not help themselves by any other than God. If they say that we do all these because Allah told us to do so, then based on their own doctrine, Allah is also polytheist or mushrik. Al-ayyadu billah, we take refuge to God. Here is what they are missing. If we get help from anybody, we do it with the understanding that he, by his own, cannot help us. He cannot benefit us unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to today's special, and the title of this part is Paradise, Reward of Love for Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. In an excellent narration, Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, "Once when the Holy Prophet was traveling, he dismounted and performed 5 prostrations. When he mounted again, one of the companions asked, 'O Allah's Messenger, we have noticed something which you did for the first time.' The Holy Prophet said, 'Yes, Gabriel came to me and gave the good news. Ali is a man of paradise. That is why I prostrated before Allah. When I raised my head, he said, Fatima too is among the people of paradise. That is why I prostrated. And when I raised my head, he said, Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. That is why I prostrated before Allah. And when I raised my head, he said that the devotees of them too are people of paradise. That was why I prostrated myself. When I raised my head, he said that the devotees of their devotees too are people of paradise. I again prostrated myself before Allah." Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. One question comes in my mind: why is it necessary for the imam to be infallible? And as I researched, the answer would be like this. The hadith of Thaghalain, or the two weighty and precious things, is the answer. This hadith is the mutawatir one. According to this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has considered his progeny and household to be equal to the Quran, saying that the two will never separate. This is also clear proof of their infallibility, because even the smallest sin accidentally is considered practically parting from the Quran. Therefore, just as mistake has no way in the Quran, it also has absolutely no way in the progeny of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and they are totally free of it. Now that it has been clarified that the Imam, who is the successor to the Prophet, must be infallible from both sin and mistake, there is no way to identify who the infallible is unless Allah lets us know, because He is the only one who is totally aware of the insights and spirits and concealed secrets of all people.
In the seerah of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet, and the Tabi'een, the next generation, that they used to come to the grave of the Prophet, they stand before the grave of the Prophet, they greet the Prophet, and they ask for his intercession with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their own needs, sometimes for healing from sickness, sometimes comfort, you know, against distress. Sometimes they would ask for material things. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet. Many companions did this. So if that was an act of heresy, as the Salafis claim, then how come the companions of the Prophet, who saw the Prophet and they are supposed to follow him, they themselves did it without any fear, without the fear of criticism, being criticized? Nobody said to them, you are doing something wrong. And then the next generation after them, the generation of the Tabi'een, said. We have a book called Wafa'ul Wafa by a prominent Sunni scholar, As-Samhudi. As-Samhudi, who wrote the book of Wafa'ul Wafa, he mentions many stories in his book of the companions of the Prophet and the next generation, the Tabi'een, who used to come and stand before the grave of the Prophet and ask Allah through the Prophet, asking God through the Prophet. And nobody said about them that this is an act of heresy or shirk or polytheism or idolatry. We have to distinguish between the act of respect and reverence and the act of worshipping. When you ask the Prophet or the Imam, you are not worshipping him in any way. You are respecting him, paying a tribute to him. Then some people say, if God is there, why you ask the Prophet? God wants me to go through the Prophet. Because if I don't go through the Prophet, I am going to forget the Prophet. And the Prophet is going to be useless for me. So God taught me this way. He instructed me. He said to me, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ, in chapter 4, 64. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَابًا رَحِيمًا. The Prophet interferes on their behalf. He would plead to God on their behalf, on behalf of the sinners. Because God wants me to go through the Prophet. He is the gate to God. He is the path. He is the way. He is mercy for mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So we are not worshipping him. The act of tawassul, or calling upon the Imam, does not mean you are worshipping him.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي